Well, first up on the Space Show, we have Space Show News. Elaine Cheer-Hyde was not a name that most Australians would have been familiar with until last week. But then she was one of six passengers rocketed into space aboard one of Blue Origin's New Shepard spacecraft. A rapidly assembled biography published online has this description of Elaine Hyde.
Elaine is an entrepreneur, physicist, and pilot. She's the founder of Chicago Star, a news and media company, and Eastside Enterprises, a research and development company focused on AI-assisted media products. Elaine was born in Singapore and grew up in Australia. Space has captivated her imagination since childhood. A graduate of the University of Melbourne, she studied business and physics with the goal of inventing experiments to be conducted in space. Elaine soon immigrated to the United States, where she worked as an intern at the University of Pennsylvania and later became a research scientist. Elaine, her husband, also a physicist, and their five children live in Florida.
To summarize, Elaine was born in Singapore, but grew up in Melbourne. She attended Presbyterian Ladies College in Burwood, then studied at Melbourne University, before moving to the United States. When the announcement was made by Blue Origin that Elaine was going into space, she wrote this on her website.
Crew 10 announcement, hello, world. The 19th of February, 2025.
Happy birthday to me. At 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, February 18, 2025, Crew 10 NS-30 was announced in a Blue Origin press release and I'm in it. I felt like I had just been born on the internet. My phone started buzzing non-stop with messages that said, congratulations. One of the first commands I learned in the C programming language was, printf, hello, world, / n. Running this command causes the words hello, world, to appear on a computer screen. The first time I made this happen, I stared googly at my screen for a few seconds. I felt like my computer had come alive and was now talking to me. Staring at my photo in this crew announcement gave me the same feeling. The internet me had just been created and she had a Facebook and Instagram account. A new internet person, just born, with zero friends and followers. Hello, world, she said.
A few days later, Elaine wrote about the reaction of schoolchildren to her forthcoming spaceflight.
February 14, 2025, the anticipation is palpable. It fills my every thought, every action, and hovers in the air just above my skin. I can feel it all around me as I move about. I have been given a date. I'm going to space. The grin on my face must be absolutely dorky, but luckily I'm not someone who looks in the mirror much. I have met my crewmates via Zoom astronaut meet and greet. Upon accessing my online astronaut portal, I am greeted with the words, Astronaut Elaine. There, I can buy artifacts from my flight like pieces of the rocket and various models and replicas. Yesterday, I met with primary school kids, who interviewed me about my upcoming trip. They stood in line for my autograph. I wrote see you in space. Elaine Hyde on little pieces of paper and they looked adoringly at me with eyes full of wonder. In that instant, I didn't need to go to space anymore. I wanted time to stop, frozen in that moment. Onward.
As Elaine Hyde lay in the capsule's couch with her five fellow passengers, awaiting liftoff, the Blue Origin commentator gave this biography.
In seat number 5, we have Elaine Hyde. She's an entrepreneur, physicist, and an avid pilot. She's the founder of the Chicago Star, a news and media company, as well as Eastside Enterprises, a research and development company focused on AI-assisted media products. Fun fact, Elaine was born in Singapore and grew up in Australia. Space has been captivating her imagination since she was a child, like many of us watching today. During college, she studied business and physics with the goal of inventing experiments to be conducted in space. What an absolute honor it is to help fulfill her lifelong dream today of reaching the stars. You know, fun fact again, Elaine and her husband, who happens to also be a physicist, have not 4, but actually 5 children. And once again, I bet they're excited to see their mom go to the stars today.
The countdown on February the 25th reached 0, and the New Shepard rocket roared skyward from the Van Horn launch site in Texas.
T-minus 10, go to proceed. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. Command engine start. 2, 1, ignition.
What a great takeoff shot. New Shepard is cleared the tower. Note on the bottom left that we have our speed and altitude graphics that will increase. They'll get faster and faster as the atmosphere gets thinner. And we've got BE-3 right now pushing the New Shepard rocket at 100% power level.
The suborbital flight lasted 10 minutes, 8 seconds, and reached an apogee of 107 kilometers. One by one, the 6 passengers soon emerged from the capsule. Each of them were visibly elated as they were met by friends, relatives, and company employees.
Taking in that moment, much to celebrate. Look at Elaine.
Oh, what a wave. What a wave, and what a smile.
Congratulations.
I can't believe it.
What happened? You're an astronaut. This is your whole life. You did it.
I think I left half myself up there. I feel like I'm still there. It's a wonder. It's a wonder. I can't wait till you go up.
I'm so happy for you.
I mean, I thought I knew what home was. But when I was floating up there, and you see it right there, it's like you're home in this. You get this new definition of what that means. It's incredible. And like honestly, in there, I felt like I was in a cradle that you just made for me, and I was so safe. And I was sit on the River Nile with you watching over me, and I was gonna get to somewhere really good. And I'm here
and
now.
You're there. Yeah.
Back on Earth, which is the greatest part. And I remember just like being up there, and there was this pull. There was this just, I know we were weightless, but it was just like calling me. Earth was calling me.
Congratulations, Elaine. Astronaut Rogue.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
Oh, one thing.
Astronaut Rogue looks like the call sign with the new definition for home. Hails from Australia, Singapore, and planet Earth.
The one I took up.
Yes.
All right, Team Blue. 750 of you went with me to space. Thank you so much. All right.
The publicists at Blue Origin wasted no time in cobbling together a promotional message about the mission. Here is an extract.
My whole life has been about looking up at the stars. I'm a pilot. I just love being in the sky. The sky is where I feel at home. I'm just calm right now because I know I'm about to take the journey of my life that I've been preparing for since I was a child.
5, 4, command engine start. 2, 1, ignition.
Wow.
Mirada ahí abajo.
I thought I knew what home was, but when I was floating up there, and you see it right there, you get this new definition of what that means.
The Channel 10 program, The Project, wasted no time in talking with Elaine while she was still in Texas.
A Melbourne physicist has made history today, becoming the first Aussie woman to ever travel to the edge of space. Hi. Elaine Hyde isn't an astronaut. She's just a regular mum of five. And she paid to be part of a six-person crew, minus the kids, aboard Jeff Bezos's Blue Origin rocket on its 10th human flight. They touched down in Texas early this morning after a 10-minute trip.
I think I left half myself up there. I feel like I'm still there. It's a wonder. I felt like I was in a cradle that you just made for me, and I was so safe. I was set on the River Nile with you watching over me.
Wow. The space traveller herself joins us now. Would you please welcome Elaine?
Hi, everyone.
You must feel like you haven't quite come back down to Earth yet. For us Earthlings, what was it like? Describe the experience.
Well, this morning I flew to space. And I haven't slept on it yet. So it's still quite fresh in my mind. You know, space is like a place that we all have to go. I went and caught a glimpse of it, like the curtains had just been flung open. And then they were just closed and I was pulled right back down to Earth. I truly think it felt quite normal to be up there. So humans definitely, definitely go explore. It's a place that is a natural place for us to be, actually.
You of course, are used to being up in the sky. You're a licensed pilot yourself. Is this like a totally different thing?
So the sky has always called me, and particularly the stars. And so being in space was my goal from the beginning. It is a totally different thing. When you are in an airplane or an aircraft, you are flying through air. That is abundantly clear when you're in space. You see the blue colour of the atmosphere and you're quite far from it. So it is like nothing like flying a plane.
Did you have to do any training before you went up there?
Yes, I did prepare myself. I went to a few zero-G flights, which prepared me for the sensation of zero-G so that I wouldn't be overwhelmed by that. And that I also did a lot of mental preparation, and that was being mindful of how, you know, distracting thoughts that would distract me from the gravity of the mission, so to speak.
Wow, this is great news for me because I would love to go to space. Samuel thinks I'm insane.
Yep. But I've always... Samuel thinks you're in space already.
I think you're in space today.
But I'm listening from Elaine and it's like everyone should be able to do it. But Elaine, my concern, 10 minutes... That sounds like it's too short a time because I want to stare at that beautiful Earth for a very long time, maybe an hour. Were you ready to come down? And if you got the chance, would you go back?
I want to stay up there permanently. 10 minutes is not enough, but it's all they can give us because if they gave us any longer, they'd have to shoot us higher and then the G's coming down would be too great. But I do want to go up again, and I think you should make it your goal to go up because... Once you go up, this is what happens to you. Your perspective changes. You are shown the entire world in its entirety right before you. And it's a really stunning sight that opens up your entire imagination to a new world of possibilities. And that is something worth pursuing.
Elaine, congratulations.
Special memories.
What a story. What an experience. Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing it.
Thank you all for having me.
Busy mums will do anything to get a bit of me time.
10 minutes apiece, baby.
You're going? You're not going?
No, I'm going.
I'm in as well.
Nah.
Guys, we should all go together.
Yes.
Outside broadcast in space.
By the next morning, Elaine had returned to her home in Florida, from where she spoke with Channel 9's Today Show.
A Melbourne physicist and businesswoman, for a change of pace, has been etched into the history books overnight. Elaine Hyde becoming the first Australian woman to travel into space.
She was one of six crew members on board Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin flight. And we are so pleased to say Elaine joins us live now from Miami. Elaine, congratulations. It's so wonderful to see you this morning. You must be feeling on top of the world. Hey.
Hi, Sarah. Hi, Charles. Yes, I am. Yesterday, I flew to space and I can't believe it.
It is so extraordinary. What was that experience like, Elaine?
It was absolutely wonderful, and wonderful doesn't even begin to describe it. It was like nothing I could have imagined, and I've spent a lifetime trying to imagine it myself. Being in space was an amazing experience where it was quiet, calm, and felt amazingly natural. It is somewhere where humans are meant to be, and that really hit home when I was up there.
You mentioned the lifetime of wanting to do this. An astronaut visited your school when you were 10, we've heard. It was then that you just said, well, it's going to happen at some stage. The dream is now reality.
Yes, to keep that dream alive for as long as I did was very, very difficult. And honestly, when I was 10, I didn't know anything about astronauts and that or if that was even possible. And to have somebody stand there, having gone to space already, was incredibly inspiring. And I did everything I could over the last, 30-something years to try and get to space. And, nowadays, companies like Blue Origin, Virgin Galactic and SpaceX are trying to make that possible for the everyday person.
Well, it's incredible. We're just looking at these pictures, right? But yours was a dream. As you just mentioned there, it could actually become a reality for just the everyday person. How likely is that? I mean, this takes a lot of hard work and obviously very expensive.
Yes, it does take a lot of work. And the people at these companies are very passionate about what they do. We have to support them every way we can. You know, it is very possible. I think in about 20 years, it's going to be commonplace. And even in 5 years, there'll be a lot of people just like me talking to you. And it's coming. I mean, they're rapidly developing this technology and sending more and more people up to space.
So you've got a background in science, in physics and in AI. How do you see this evolving, given you've now been there and lived that?
Yeah.
It's going to be very rapid. Speaking to the Blue Origin team and the Virgin Galactic team, I'm very confident that literally in 5 years, it's going to be fairly, not commonplace, but a lot more commonplace than it is right now. Advancements in technology are happening very fast, and one of them is this new space race. It's a renaissance right now for this type of industry.
Elaine, I love that little koala sitting on your shoulder. Did you take that up with you?
I did, actually, and we passed it around. It was a lot of fun. I used to get these at the Victoria Market
in
Melbourne.
I know, they're everywhere, aren't they? Well, look, from PLC to Melbourne Uni and now to space. Elaine, it's incredible. Just quickly, do you reckon you're going to get back up there?
Immediately. All I can think of right now is how to get back up there.
Dressed and ready to go.
Yeah, so she sure is. Thanks, Elaine.
Get some sleeping in this tonight.
Yeah.
Congratulations once again, and thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Elaine.
How exciting. Do you reckon we'll get up there in 20 years, Jay?
Yeah, take today's show there.
Start saving our pennies from now.
That budget would be amazing, worth broadcasting.
Absolutely, that's for sure.
Well, flights aboard New Shepard don't come cheap. So how did she afford to hop into space? Well, she's the owner of a Chicago media company called Chicago Star. She also runs another company called Eastside Enterprises, working on artificial intelligence-assisted media products. Well, you're listening to The Space Show. Perhaps you've noticed that we don't engage in so-called social media. That's because we don't feel obliged to engage in the toxic and nasty things that people say, not to mention stupid. Take, for example, the Channel 9 Instagram page, which within a day had 7 comments, plus Channel 9's own comment. First, what Channel 9 wrote, and I quote, "Elaine Chia-Hyde is now the first Australian to reach suborbital space." End of quote. wrong, Channel 9. Chris Boshosen did this in 2021 on the New Shepard 18 flight. We suggest you see the Space Show's website at space.southernfm.com.au and go to the 2021 program page for details, where we covered it quite extensively. Second comment, Zenith Hunter number 2 posted this inane comment, quote, "Finally, somewhere to put all the homeless people," end of quote. Then there are people who post comments that are demonstrably incorrect. Someone using the pseudonym Have a Beer a Day wrote, And I quote, Andy Thomas was the first Australian in space, flew 22 missions. End of quote. Well, Mr., I assume it's a Mr., beer drinker, you are wrong on two counts, two. First, the first Australian to orbit the Earth was Paul Scully Power, an oceanographer who flew on the space shuttle in 1984. That was Mission 41G aboard the Challenger, an eight-day orbital mission. And we recorded this little thing with Southern FM's very own Bobby Valentine. And I stuck a microphone under his nose, and impromptu, he recorded this.
Once an Aussie spaceman sat upon his launching pad under the shade of Cape Kennedy. And he slept as he sat there and waited for the blast off. Aussie spaceman, you're the one for me. Aussie spaceman, Aussie spaceman, Aussie spaceman, you're the one for me. And he slept as he sat there and waited for the blast off. Aussie spaceman, you're the one for me. Studying the oceans from his vantage point in space, what did our oceanographer see? He saw complex ocean currents that determine long-term weather patterns. Aussie spaceman, you're the one for me. Sing along. Aussie spaceman, Aussie spaceman, Aussie spaceman, you're the one for me. And he slept as he sat there and waited for the blast off. Aussie spaceman, you're the one for me.
Thank you, Bobby Valentine. Good bloke, that guy. And that was about Paul Scully Power, Australia's first flown astronaut. Now, there had been an earlier astronaut from Australia, but he didn't fly, so we won't talk about him today. Second count against Have a Beer is that Andy Thomas did not fly 22 missions. He flew four missions. The first was STS-77 aboard the Endeavour orbiter. That was a 10-day mission that launched on 1996, May the 19th, nearly a dozen years after Scully Power. Now, Thomas's most notable mission was a long-duration stay aboard the Russian space station Mir. And that began in 1998 and in January of that year, and ended in June of that same year, 1998. And some posts to Channel 9's Instagram page are simply offensive. What's even more distressing is others like these comments. Eight people had quickly liked Steve Tyler's comment, quote, not even Australian, it's a China lady, end of quote. Well, Steve, Elaine is, I repeat, is an Australian. Others liked comments by Mehdi Kamal Tins and Not Jack Again 1995 that likened the New Shepard rocket to a dildo. Then there was the stupid comment by The Truth Matters. And I quote, did they hit the firmament? End of quote. Oh, come on. New Shepard only goes up to an altitude of about 107 kilometres, so even if a firmament exists, it's a lot further away. And besides, not even the Pope believes there is a firmament. Finally, eight people liked Chantal Kisby's comment, and I quote, space tourism is a pointless, planet-ruining cash grab XX, end of quote. Well, Chantal's view is a widely held view that has some merit. But millions of people don't share it. Else, why do we have lavish supplements in The Age and the Australian weekend newspapers advertising hundreds of holidays and cruises to all parts of the Earth? Chantal, if you've ever travelled for pleasure, be it overseas, around Australia, or even to your local restaurant, then you are helping ruin our planet and allowing others to grab your cash. Well, these have been the views of Andrew Rennie. and not necessarily those of the Space Association of Australia or of Southern Community Broadcasters. So just let's take a quick listen to a song called Space Girl by Shirley Collins, and it was recorded in 1959.
My mama told me I should never venture into space, but I did, I did, I did. She said no Terran girl could trust the Martian race, but I did, I did, I did. A rocket pilot asked me on a voyage to go, and I was so romantic I couldn't say no. That he was just a server robot, how was I to know? So I did, I did, I did. She told me never venture out among the asteroids, but I did, I did, I did. She said the Milky Way was something to avoid, so I did, I did, I did. She said that Venus was too hot and Satan not much fun, and bug-eyed monsters tended to be just a trifle dumb. She said I'd need a blaster and a needle freezer gun, and I did, I did, I did. My mama told me never trust a space engineer, but I did, I did, I did. She said free-fall and superdrive would surely cost me dear, and they did, they did, they did. I've been as far in hyperspace as anybody can. I've traveled through the time warp on the cycloplan. They say a gal must travel for to find her Superman, and I did, I did, I did.
You're listening to 88.3 Southern FM, the sounds of the Bayside.